Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. Amy and TJ here in Schadenfreude. Well, apparently, I don't even know what that means. Well, please explain. You all, there's been so much that's been happening before we hit record on this this episode. And Schadenfreude was the last thing we hit on. Is that right?
Schadenfreude. I'm not really good. Schadenfreude. I'm so bad at pronouncing German words. Mm-hmm. But my dad was explaining it to me, as was my daughter, who is in Germany right now. But it's a word that we actually don't have an equivalent for here in the United States. Who out there has laughed at someone else falling? That's the best way for me to describe it. So you're taking some sort of, okay, everyone raised their hands. Yes. Okay. Please. Thank you. Join the club.
Can you, come on, everybody. There are whole YouTube videos that go for an hour at points just showing people fall because we laugh at that for some reason.
And the reason why we know that is because we have watched many of those YouTube. I think it's called Fails.
But that's not us. That's Sabine.
Sabine
Holmes is completely responsible for this. She's 11 years old, and kids with an iPhone, they sit up and they just watch YouTube all day.
Yep.
Oh, God's knowing. But this is one time that YouTube paid off for us.
Yes. So we have been, for whatever reason in this past year, how many times have we seen people falling around us?
Has anybody seen the movie Radius? Okay, it's a horror movie. You haven't seen it. It's called Radius. Great. And this guy essentially has a radius around him to where anybody comes in that radius, they die. Right?
Yep.
That's the premise.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So it's a fascinating movie to watch, but I argue that I have a radius around me when it comes to people falling. And if you're around me within about 10 to 20 feet, there's a good chance you might
fall. I can confirm that because when I'm walking next to you, I'm like, this statistically cannot be possible. How many times? And then you feel bad because we actually have to separate and walk away because I don't want anyone to see me laughing at them falling. I mean, they're okay. They're not hurt. It's just comical. It's like physical comedy, like the Three Stooges kind of stuff. But we have to walk in opposite directions, almost run, because we're laughing so our tears are coming out of our eyes and we can't be together because then it's even funnier.
I'm thinking about some of them now and I got tears. I'm wiping tears from my eyes because some of the funniest ones. Okay, when one person takes out the other, that was the best. That was in France.
Yes.
But then when kids fall out of the strollers, they're not strapped in.
Faceplant. They bounce though. They have a lot of cartilage, a lot of baby fat. Didn't see anyone crying even, but that's happened twice in front of us.
Okay, y'all looking judgmental right now. Yeah, okay. Okay, you know what I'm saying.
And then runners. We've had so many runners just like bite bite the dust, like when we're running and we're, you know, you're, skiing. I was explaining this to you. You don't ski. One of the hardest things.
Who would have ever thought I don't ski?
But when you're skiing and someone has some like unbelievable crash in front of you, I have to pull off to the side and stop because I start laughing so hard, I then fall.
Well, that's not the stuff we're talking about. The stuff we see is regular walking down the street where people should not be biting it.
And then they always look back like, what? How did that happen?
Wow, what's wrong with this sidewalk? No.
I slipped on a banana peel the other day. That actually happened. I told you, I took a picture of it because I knew you wouldn't believe me. It's so ridiculous.
Yeah,
it's
like only, farcical life.
It's like only in a cartoon would you see that happen. But I slipped and almost fell. I also turned around and said, what was that? And it actually was a banana peel. And I had the proof.
You sent me a pic. She sent me a picture of a banana
peel. It was a fresh banana peel.
Okay, fresh now. Now we're going fresh.
It was a brand new banana peel, meaning it was ready to slide.
Okay.
Anyway, there's a German word.
Well, yes, that's what we're
Basically that says you take pleasure in something that maybe you shouldn't.
But that's where I got in with the back and forth. And I just asked you, hey, ask your dad. Because I want to understand what the translation was. There's a difference
Schadenfreude.
There's a difference in taking, like, comical seeing somebody trip versus taking pleasure in someone else's demise or their pain.
Yeah.
And I was trying to separate what this word
is. I think that's evil. I think that's evil. We do have a word for that in this language, in English, right? That's evil. That's mean. This is more like just, come on, this is human nature. There is something in all of us that sometimes thinks it's funny when someone or something falls or there's just some, I mean, maybe someone could, that's my takeaway from it. But it's just this funny thing when you have other languages that have words that we don't have in English. Anyway, that's just it's a great word.
Who sent it? Was that your dad?
My dad sent that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, did he explain why he sent you directly to voicemail when you called?
I don't know. But obviously he's busy. The retired man that he is was too busy to take my phone call. I mean, it went straight to voicemail.
I took a shot at your dad. Like, you ain't got shit else to do. You're retired. You just took a shot at your dad. You know that, right?
I did.
All right. Okay.
He knows I love him.
You know what? But he does his the charity work, delivers the meals, right?
Oh, that could be what he's doing.
Okay.
He does Meals on Wheels. And remember, I tried to call him the other day and he didn't answer. I kept calling back and finally he was like, Ames, I'm delivering food, Meals on Wheels. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry.
I don't have time for your Schadenfreude, whatever it is. Oh my God.
Yeah, you're right. He might be doing charity work now. I feel awful. I'm not taking. Yeah, oof, that's tough.
Okay, right. So all this was that. Again, we didn't know how we were going to start this, but that we were talking about that before we started. The other thing was therapy. That look, we've talked about here. Like, you have not been shy about it. I haven't done a lot of therapy over the years, but what is the right way? What serves? And it might be individual, but what serves somebody better? To read a book or to go sit and pay $300 an hour to have someone, like you were arguing, validate. Like, there's no question, I think therapy has been beneficial to a lot of people. But we were talking about at the same time what our experiences are. And our guest today is, we were talking about this with her because she's dealt with some therapy as well. Like, what is the way or what has worked for you or worked for us in terms of reading a book? From Michael Singer or what's my name? I'm forgetting.
Eckhart Tolle.
Eckhart Tolle versus, and then putting that stuff into practice in your everyday life versus a session a week, a session every 2 weeks.
It's interesting because I think maybe it's a combination. I mean, Gabby Bernstein, Michael Singer, Eckhart Tolle, all these people I really credit with helping me through some of the toughest times of my life. I reread them. I listen to them in audiobooks. I listen to their podcasts. I mean, they really do have insightful things to say that apply to everyone. This is about how we as humans can become egoless is basically what it is. It's about, you know, thinking instead of what am I not getting, it's what am I not giving. And that's the general concept. So I think those are amazing things to, you're laughing at me because you say I start getting all Michael Singer on you. Fine, whatever. But therapy.
That's why I laugh.
Oh, why are you laughing? Yeah, that's not why you're laughing.
Oh my God, we need therapy.
Oh God. Why are you laughing?
Because you went into, I'm thinking about, I'm thinking about Saturday.
Okay. Because I didn't apply it.
Yes.
That's the thing. I know what to do.
There it is. Okay.
And then when the moment happens where I can make a decision. I'm not in that state of mind where I'm aware. So sometimes I actually made a little video diary for myself yesterday to remind myself. And every day I want to remind myself. That's why people meditate. I think that's why people do a lot of things. They journal. But just we all need to reset. The ego is so powerful. And if you don't continually remind yourself that that is actually your enemy, then you can slip into it because that is human nature to protect and to defend. But that's what creates most of the problems that you have in any relationship you have with anyone or even with yourself. And so it's like, I was trying to tell myself positive thoughts and let it go. Let it go. You don't have to hold on to things.
I wasn't going to think.
But therapy to answer your question, I think can be really helpful when you are in a crisis. And when you need help, and I have been there, when the books and the podcasts and what I know intellectually, I can't put into practice because I'm so far, you know, in a downward spiral, I can't get out. And so
you should be in crisis when you need help. What is your thought then on what I hear from people oftentimes is that crisis is, and you need help is fine, but you need regular checkups to where you need to go once a week, twice a week, or whatever it may, once every 2 weeks, right, or what it may be.
Well,
there's an argument there that we do use it too much for a crisis instead of as a regular checkup.
I mean, I think it's such a personal, individual thing. And if it works for you, that's great. I have had so much therapy over the last 15 years. It's absurd. I don't even want to know how much money I've spent. But at least I feel like I spent it towards something that was going to make me better.
Yes, God, thank goodness you spent that money, because I am the beneficiary of all.
Oh my God.
I am the beneficiary of all that money spent.
It's a work in progress, TJ. It's a work in progress.
But today we do have, and folks have heard plenty of times on this podcast, but over the years, if they follow you on social media, people have heard the name Nikki a whole lot. Nikki. And you hear so much about Nikki because Nikki is the best. You've been your best friend 8 years.
Yeah. Eight, maybe even more.
Maybe even more. But Nikki, I will let you, we're going to introduce her. She's sitting here with us in the iHeart Studios, and she's somebody has been a delight to us and has served us so well in so many ways. But I want you, don't do an introduction to her.
Okay.
I would really like for you to describe your relationship with her. Don't introduce her and she's this and she's that. She's a Texan, Filipino, and that. Oh, we'll get into all that. But what she is to you?
She is my rock. She is the person I turn to when I'm in crisis. I'm getting emotional. I don't think I could have made it through last year without her. She is that person who is always there. I can count on her for anything and everything. If it's 2 a.m., if it's 2 p.m., wherever she is, she would drop anything and everything because she is the warmest, sweetest, kindest, most selfless person I've ever met. And I actually feel like I don't deserve her as a friend. That's how good of a person she is. And she is just, I call her Yoda because she's so wise and she's hilariously doesn't know basic stuff sometimes. Like she didn't know what a fern was. Well, I don't know why that sticks out of my mind, but there's a funny story there. Because it's just like silly stuff like that. She'll ask like, what's that? Like, are you kidding me right now? But she will be so wise and have so much insight to things that just blow your mind. And when I need to be grounded or I need to get perspective or I just need a friend, she is the person that I am so grateful to be able to turn to because she's just, I call her a unicorn, Yoda and unicorn. Those are the two things I call.
Wow. We have listeners who we have to leave this to your imagination. So put Yoda and a unicorn together.
That's Nikki.
And that's a Yoda unicorn baby. And that's Nikki. And get that in your mind. And you know, it's funny you call her Yoda because she is about his height.
Yep, she is.
No, that's not an insult. It's not an insult. She gets it. She's 4'11".
Yep.
And at this point, you introduced me to her. And she has been around with me the entire time I've known you, but she's known essentially Sabine her entire life.
Yeah, I think she's known you as almost as long as she's known me. Yeah.
And but it's funny now that we sit here and that my little one that she's known since was a year old, Sabine is now taller than she is.
That's so funny.
That's wild. So folks, a lot of folks out there have called her and looked and they've asked you, what is she, your, have you adopted her?
Yep.
Is she, are you related?
Yep.
What else are they assuming?
They've asked if she's my daughter, which yes. was a kind of offensive, but okay.
What's offensive?
Because I'm not old enough to be her mom. She's a 40-year-old woman.
Oh, okay.
So what does that say about me?
Sorry.
Woo. Anyway.
But she looks so young, to be fair.
That's true.
She looks very youthful.
And also, they've also questioned our platonic or not. Like, there's been a question as to whether or not we have a more than platonic relationship.
Really?
Oh, yes.
I didn't know.
People have absolutely raised their eyebrows and said, what's going on with you two?
Did you answer it?
I was like, are you kidding me right now?
That's not a
so
denial.
I no.
I'm kidding. I'm sorry.
No.
Obviously, I know the answer.
I want there to be a gray area there. Absolutely not.
Oh, my God. I mean, Nikki, I'm sorry.
Speak now.
Okay, everybody. Nikki is in the room.
Nikki's got a microphone in her hand, and she's like, can I talk?
I've also gotten assistant. Many people have asked if I am your assistant. I've gotten everything. So, because I did live with you upstate during quarantine. First of all, also, just real quick, thank you guys for having me. I'm very nervous right now.
Yes, thank you.
You guys have a great team. And I feel very calm here, at peace.
Yay. Well, I was going to say, it's Nikki Espina, but hilariously,
Espina.
Because of what you look like on Instagram, your handle, people call you Nike.
Yeah. So my handle is actually Nick Espina. And y'all's first podcast, actually, when you said my name, Nikki, I got a few DMs saying, I always thought your name was Nike, Nike Spina. And so many people weighing in saying, I thought the same thing. So because of y'all's podcast,
it's Nikki.
It's clear, Nikki. It's Nikki.
Right.
It's Nicole Denise Espina, and I go by Nikki.
I knew that.
Yes.
Nicole.
So
you are still not a Nicole.
No, not at all. There's like maybe two people that ever call me Nicole.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, for product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I asked her to describe her relationship with you. I'll do the same. you describe your relationship with this one.
Oh my goodness. Well, first of all, I had to like look away when you introduced me because you started tearing up. And when she cries, I cry. And everyone in here already knows I'm pretty nervous because there are certain people that belong on camera or in front of a microphone. I'm not one of those people. I get nervous. I get like very shy. And I'm just like, I was actually just texting with Anna, your youngest. And I was like, she was talking me through this. She was like, just be yourself, Nikki. You got this. So same thing with Anna and Ava, of course. Like I've seen Sabine grow up. But Ava,
I'm calling bullshit.
What?
Nobody can see you right now. People can't see you right now. You are leaned back in the chair, more comfortable than either one of us.
Oh,
and you're holding the microphone as if you're about to do a Taylor Swift
like a TED Talk or something, right?
Hell, stop. Nikki, stop.
Oh my goodness. It's because of your amazing team that are making me feel very comfortable. And y'all, of course. I feel I'm with my family now. So, but my heart is beating like crazy right now. But so I had to look away because you were crying and we actually spent like 2 hours on the phone yesterday, bawling our eyes out, just talking about life and not even like bad tears, but good tears. But back to the question. See, some people really just don't belong. Like, I digress. Sorry. Amy, she is my rock. Her and her family, her and her two girls, I swear, they are my family. They are my chosen family. I love my actual family. And I very much love my chosen family. You guys have been with me for 8 years. I definitely want to get into the story of how we met because that is actually one of the biggest questions I get. But first, I just want to talk about us. Like, just so many people, I was just telling my boyfriend this the other day, that so many people wish that they had such close friendships. And I'm thinking as a 40-year-old woman now who just, I turned 40 in December, so many people would kill for such a close friendship. Right? It's to the point that people question it in a sense, but it's literally like we go through college and your friends are right there in the dorms. They're right there in your sororities or your fraternity or whatever. And then when I moved back to New York City, long story short, I lived here. I moved away. I came back in 2010. And for the first few years, I was actually, I lived by myself on this in this tiny little Upper East Side apartment. And I was just, I'm a personal trainer. I was just working and then I would go home. I was working, I would go home. I didn't have a close friend group. But Amy, you are my sister. You are my best friend. You're my free therapist. So talking about therapy and everything. But
what was the call about yesterday? What were y'all crying about for 2 hours?
Just life changes, potential life changes.
Life changes.
Anxiety.
Anxiety. Also just over. Literally.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a very like introspective person, hence Yoda. So I'm just constantly thinking, just like overthinking. I'm a big overthinker. Amy's like always talks me down. She's like, you're overthinking this or, but just life stuff. Life changes with everything, be it with, I was actually crying a little bit about like, Anna moving away. Honestly, like that's something I can literally start crying about. Like Ava's in Germany, but she still lives here at NYU. And just even literally the thought of Anna moving away. So don't start crying.
I won't.
Anna moving away in a few months to go off to college. We're not sure still where she hasn't chosen which college yet she wants to go to. But just the thought of that, I can literally just start crying. I just got done with work and I called you up and we're just literally chatting on the phone for like a solid hour or two, just about life and about the books and about the podcasts that we listen to. And it's
we share podcasts and ideas and yeah. quotes, and we're really sappy like that, but we're constantly supporting one another, I think.
Absolutely.
When we have anxiety, which is amazing.
Absolutely.
You want to go back and the story of how we met is pretty funny because it's not what people
it's
would
my
think.
Favorite story. It's literally one of my favorite stories.
I needed a dog sitter.
I actually worked at ABC Radio. I don't know if y'all know. I know you knew this.
The thought of Nikki in a cubicle is so funny to me.
Definitely not me. I'm so not a cubicle. I can't imagine ever going back to a cubicle or anything.
She would fit.
Yeah. I did fit. Yeah. anyway, so I did that for about a year. And that's how a lot of people think I know you, actually. I did that for about a year. This was 2006. And it just wasn't me. I just knew I wasn't meant to be working there. And I wanted to travel. I wanted to live elsewhere because I loved New York so much. I love New York so much that I was like, if I don't leave now, I'm never going to leave. So I ended up moving to Hawaii for a few months. Then I went off to Brazil for a few months. And then I was like, okay, I'm ready to go back to New York City, 2010. And I was like, I'm going to pursue personal training. My aunt in the Philippines was a personal trainer. She was someone I really looked up to still. So I pursued that. I got my certification in that. So 2010, I work at New York sports clubs and I'm getting certified to become a trainer. And in the meantime, obviously, I had to pay the bills. So I'm not yet a trainer. I don't want to train anyone until I'm actually certified. So I get a job at Quiksilver on 5th Avenue, right by Rockefeller Center.
What's Quiksilver? What's
Quiksilver is a surf brand, okay. Surf brand, skate brand. It's one of my favorite brands. So I was like, and I don't mind retail. I've always enjoyed retail. I did that throughout college. So I did that while I'm also working at New York sports clubs as I'm getting my certification.
Right. And Sarah Haynes walks in.
So Sarah Haynes walks in one July summer day in 2010. And long story short, one of the coolest girls, we just hit it off and she gives me her card and she actually became my very first client. So we're training and I'm talking about my love for dogs. And she was like, would you ever want to dog sit one day? Is that a possibility? Like apartment sit, enjoy my apartment on the Upper West Side at the time, or Hell's Kitchen is where she lived. And I was like, sure, I love dogs. Of course, let's do this. So I start not only training her, I'm dog sitting for her. And then let's fast forward to
well, you trained Sarah. So you dog sat for her. Uh-huh. Then she introduces you to Ginger Z.
To Ginger Z in 2014.
So then you're dog sitting.
And I start dog sitting.
And did you
her
train
dog
her too, or just
not
just
train Ginger? I just dogged. I loved her dog so much. I actually dog sat, dog walked. I actually gave up a few clients to walk her dog every day because I loved him so much.
Well, Nikki loves dogs and she loves
love
kids,
dogs. It, I
but
love
she doesn't
kids.
Have either. And then you, so I
it was
go to,
2015.
I go to Ginger and I needed a dog sitter.
Yes.
And she was like, actually, I know this girl.
Uh-huh.
I met her through Sarah Haynes and she also is a personal trainer if you need that. I'm like, actually, that it sounds amazing. Will you give me her number? So if you look in my phone, when your name comes up, it says trainer, Nikki Espina.
Yeah.
It doesn't say dog sitter. That wasn't your trade. You're a trainer. And so you started, helping me out. And not really walking Brody, but taking care of him when I'm traveling.
Apartment
and,
sitting.
Yep. And then I said, I'd actually love a personal trainer.
Yep.
So I was coming out of breast cancer and I knew I wanted to get, more fit after everything I'd been through. So you and I started training. And the one thing about Nikki is when she trains someone, she's not just physically training them. It's also, I learned a therapy session to go back to our theme, therapy. So I started thinking like, this girl is so interesting. I mean, the training would just fly by because we'd be talking about our feelings and what we think about life and all of this stuff. And so I started learning things about you. And you told me at that point, and I find this so interesting, that you were 8 years sober.
That's right.
And yep. And I started asking you questions and you explained what happened.
So back in, I think my last drink, like I partied hard in college and then my first few years here, more that 1 year in New York City, Hawaii as well. And when I got back from Hawaii and Brazil, I got back here and I was just like, I didn't have a great experience at a party once, at a work party once. And I was like, I'm done. Like, I just don't want to drink anymore. So when I got back from Brazil in 2010, I was like, or 2009 or so, I was like, I think I'm just not going to drink. And I just was able to cut it out of my life cold turkey. So I get back to New York City. I'm putting all my energy into training and working and everything. And at the same time, I didn't really have like a close friend group or anything. Didn't have y'all at the time or anything. So I was just like, I'm just not going to drink. And I just wasn't tempted to. I didn't feel like I needed to, didn't want to. So for 8 years, I just did not have one drink. And then it wasn't until I met my group of friends that I'm still very close to. I was like, I finally feel like I found a group of people that I feel safe drinking with.
Yeah.
And so I started easing back into it.
As a woman, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
You know? And then you ease back. And how do you feel now about your drinking habits?
I feel very, very healthy with it. It's not something I'm a social drinker. I love, like, you actually taught me this phrase, I drink to enhance joy, not to mask pain. So I love it. I love going out to our lunches, getting rosé. I love our run to fun whenever I go running with you guys. Let's grab a beer.
We're sticking to the afternoon now. Yeah.
Run to fun. Because I feel safe with y'all. I feel safe with I think that's a big thing, actually. Just when I won't just drink with anybody. I need to know that I'm in a safe environment. So I have a very healthy relationship with it, but I enjoy it. I have fun. I love a good glass. Are we going to get rosé after this? Can we?
Well, it's not dry January anymore.
Yes. Let's do it.
And I wanted to be clear that you had a bad experience, but you didn't have some drinking problem. I just wanted to make sure people understand.
Yeah.
Actually, I appreciate you mentioning that because there are definitely a lot of people. Yeah. Yes. Actually, I appreciate you saying that. It was I was never addicted. I was never like an alcoholic or anything like that.
It was someone else who put you in an uncomfortable situation and you didn't feel like being under the influence in any way helped the situation. So it was scary.
Absolutely. It was actually at my first corporate job and it was a work party and it was just not a good situation to get. It was just wasn't a good situation.
You remember the date of that party?
December something, 2007.
Wow, because something is different. Like, so when I said she showed it, she also has this incredible memory if you ever are going to be in any sort of disagreement, and we don't fight that much, we've had a couple fights.
Sure.
But I would never dare say I said or didn't say something because you would be able to almost verbatim tell me what I said or that I didn't say that. You say it in the nicest way, like, I don't think that's what you said. Actually,
it happened on this day.
Yeah, and then you can tell me the date. that it happened, and you can tell me what I was wearing.
Oh my gosh, I could tell you the dates I met y'all.
See, I'm trying to think of a way to test to prove to our audience right now.
Oh God.
That she does it. No, you wouldn't fail the test, obviously. But it's been bizarre the times we can say, when was the thing? And you go, boom, right off the top of your head.
Just recently, you guys were like, hey, when did we go to Marie's Crisis with Nick and Adam last year? And I said, it was April 7th of 2023.
Amy
pulled up the picture. He's like, she was right. It was April 7th.
Right.
I can
little things
and
like
document it on my...
little things. No.
My brain, but also pictures and stuff. I love taking pictures, videos. I love documenting Instagram stuff. But it's because of that, like pictures from, we took it on April 7th. That's
all right. So what's the day you met TJ?
So there is an actual day that I met TJ at the studio in Times Square with Sabine, little Sabine. She was so cute and so little. But that was in passing. Oh, TJ, Sabine. But when we actually the first day I babysat Sabine was June 1st, 2019.
Whoa.
So, I do know this because the day before, us and some friends went out and we were all just having drinks and enjoying. TJ Holmes needs a babysitter tomorrow. Is there any chance that you're interested? I was like, oh, hell yeah, let's do this.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
All right, I'm gonna test you again. What's the first day that we met, that you came in and dog sat?
The first day that I dog sat?
Okay, either one. The first day we met or the first day you dog sat?
First day we met was August 13th, 2015.
Oh my gosh.
It's weird. And I'll always remember when I met you guys. I don't know what it is.
And
just...
You remember the first day you came over to watch Brody?
It was 2 days later, like August 15th.
What, remember that time we had margaritas in Soho at...
Oh, was that just us three?
Yeah.
I don't even remember.
I actually remember. It was August 6th, 2023. Because Amy and I went shopping that day and then you met up with us. We were shopping in Soho and then you met up with us at that place on Houston. I don't even remember the corner there.
Dos Caminos.
Guys, I have the worst memory. I am the opposite of Nikki.
Awesome. I should be detective.
But the favorite one for me, and you'll remember, there was a particular something between the two of us that you, she's already laughing. You sat, I think you're the only witness to this, right?
Okay.
When
I want to hear
he
this.
Sat up in a dead sleep and woke up and shouted out my birthday.
I know this. Hold on. This is a fun game.
Right.
It was Halloween. Oh. It was Halloween. Because we went to Ava's show. Yep. We walked through that parade.
Yep.
We get to your apartment. We're on the couch.
I fell asleep watching a movie.
TJ's on the floor. And then out of nowhere, I was talking to TJ. I don't know. You just scream August 19th. And he goes, wait, what did you just say? And then you don't even remember this.
I didn't remember
at all.
The next day I was in work. TJ walks by my dressing room and he said, hey, Robes, when's my birthday? And I was like, huh? And so I look to my producer, Dineska, and I look at her and we can make eye contact. She knows what I mean. She's like, I'm looking it up. So she looks it up and she whispers to me August 19th. And I say, August 19th. And he said, did you know that? And I said, no, Dineska just told me. He's like, do you know what you said last night on the couch? Nope. I screamed August 19th. We still can't understand it. I don't think anyone will believe it unless you witnessed it.
I didn't believe it. You were the only, Nikki's the only one that witnessed it. But that was this was before there was anything between.
Yeah, we were just friends.
This was years before. Everybody was, like 2 years before.
You were complete dead sleep, passed out. Yep. Nikki and I were just,
we were just talking.
It was a World Series game or the baseball game.
Yes, we ordered pizza.
And we were talking, everybody else is passed out, and you just shot up on the couch and screamed out, August 19th.
It's weird. I don't even have an explanation for it. It's one of those.
But that happened Halloween of 2021? 2021? Yes, 2021.
There it is.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. It's anyways, if you guys need help with your day.
Have you heard of hyperthymesia?
I have not. What is that?
They say that's what you have. It's someone's ability to spontaneously recall the dates and details of events that happened in their life.
Wow.
Yeah. And even small ones, like I can't tell you how many times it happens where I'll just kind of be saying, when was that? And you'll just shout out the exact date. And then, like I said, you can tell me what I was wearing sometimes.
Oh my gosh.
Really weird.
Oh, right? Absolutely.
Like, remember when you wore that?
No. Nope. Also because like, I have pictures too. It's like,
it doesn't matter. I have pictures too. I have the opposite condition that you have. I can't remember anything. I'm like, when did, huh? What?
Oh my gosh.
It's a fun little game we can play.
We can play this more often. I love this. Can we do this like every day, every week?
So if you Google Nikki Espina, I did it today. There's a lot of you out there, but one of the funny things you will find if you Google Nikki Espina is she made headlines. You went viral last year.
Viral last year because
of how you live and where you live and how much you pay to do that.
Oh my gosh, everyone knows how much I pay.
So it's New York City, but please tell our listeners, because this is going to blow your mind, everyone.
First of all, how much is your rent?
$1,750.
Okay, now
that sounds great, right, guys?
That's not shocking.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not shocking in New reasonable. York. Now, what is the square footage of your apartment?
80 square feet.
80.
80.
Not 800.
80 square feet. Which, so basically, here's the story with that. Have you guys heard of Caleb Simpson? He is known for going up to people on the streets spontaneously and being like, hey, excuse me, how much do you pay for rent in New York City? And they'll stop and be like, $2,000, $3,000. So I came across his videos, his Instagram, about a year ago. And jokingly, I was just scrolling through his feed and I loved it. And one of my friends was like, Nikki, you should ask him on. I reposted a video of his. One of my friends was like, you should get him to come to your micro studio. So I put jokingly on my story, Caleb Simpson, come tour my micro studio. He responds within 10 minutes saying, when can I come over to do this tour? I actually didn't respond for maybe 12 hours because I was kind of kidding. And I don't know if I want you coming over to my place. And I get nervous about things like this. So it was, you know, who encouraged me to do it, right? Anna.
Oh, my daughter, God. Annalise,
she's
yeah.
like, Nikki, just
typical.
Just do it.
Yeah. So Annalise like, is like, okay, YOLO.
I'll do it. Yeah. She was literally like, just do it. It'll be fine. She helped me like figure out what I was going to wear on and everything. It was so funny. Anyways, long story short, he comes over. And he, very cool guy, him, the guy that shot the video or whatever, come over. Very cool guys. They're literally only over for maybe 20, 30 minutes because there's not much to see.
You don't have to tour it. They actually had to ask you where your bed was.
Oh, my goodness. So I have which is funny because this is the most amount of I get DMs left and right about my Murphy bed, which, by the way, it came completely furnished. So not completely furnished. I bought like
Well, then it's totally worth the price.
Oh, totally. And there's free Wi-Fi.
Oh, wow.
Great.
Nikki, how do you furnish 80 square feet?
Well, I do want to also say, so when I was looking at it in 2019, Amy comes over. I honestly don't know what your thoughts were when I showed it to you.
I thought it was Nikki's size.
Here she gets perfect for you. So literally, I was like, this is where I want to live. So mind you, I lived in an actual studio, what you're calling it, TJ.
Yeah, that looked like, what did I call that place?
Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness. So
he lived in basically an empty, I said it was a sad divorced man's apartment.
Yeah, so I...
like my place,
right?
It was no. Your place so much is nicer. Is there like was a one a day divorce man's
oh
apartment.
Oh my gosh, yours there was nothing. Like I used to. So I consider myself a minimalist, as in I don't own a lot of stuff. This old place on the Upper East Side.
Oh my!
Literally,
goodness.
Dad, nothing hanging on my walls. I had a twin size bed. I didn't even have a TV.
It was so sad.
And
you didn't have a picture frame,
Amy. Anna and Ava came to, it was that big blizzard that happened, and they came to stay at my place that one night. And anyways, it was just, there was no decorations. So long story short, I lived there for 10 years, you guys, on the Upper East Side. And then I was just spending all my time down in the West Village with you live down there. Joe and Preston lived down there. Pretty much everyone lived down there that I was hanging out with. I was like, I'm going to try to get downtown, actually. So I looked at so many places, like maybe 20 places in 2019 while we're training for the marathon. And then all of a sudden this micro studio pops up on Street Easy. And I'm like, this is the one. Oh my God. So I look at it and I actually got approved within like a week.
No one else wanted it, Nikki.
No one else.
Because no one else could live in 80 square feet except for you.
That's actually a very good point. So in the sense of, I see it. I have to show you guys pictures. It's viral. Everyone check it out on Caleb's.
Yeah, you got 5 million views or something like that.
5 million views, 85,000 likes.
It's jaw-dropping to see someone living in 80 square feet.
Oh my goodness. And if you read the comments there. So one
reason why. How many plates do you have?
Plates. I have 4 plates, 3 bowls.
Yeah,
I can literally tell you everything, little thing. But I'm just so when I lived in Hawaii, I racked up a lot of debt. And when I got back, I was like, I got to pay off this debt. And I ended up selling a bunch of, this is how I got into minimalism, I kept everything from college. I used to actually like be a packer. I used to keep every little thing, even receipts. It was just so weird. So I go back to my parents' house. I stay there before I move to Brazil for a few months, for maybe 2 months with them. And while I'm there, I actually sold everything that I wasn't using. I was like, I used to surf. I don't need 3 surfboards. I'm going to sell them. Am I using these? So let me sell these. So I actually made enough money to pay off the debt I racked up in Hawaii. And it was then that I was like, I don't need a lot of stuff. Minimalism to me is because one of the biggest comments I like left and right. So it goes either or. So many people saying, this is so great. How did you get into minimalism? And then there are definitely a lot of people who are like, Oh my gosh, you are crazy. New Yorkers are crazy. Like, why would people want to pay that much to, first of all, not everyone does this, like lives the way I do, but I just, it was worth it to live. I can be at your place in 10 minutes. And that was, I could be at Joan Preston's place in 10 minutes. Like TJ, I could be at your place in 20 minutes.
It's just perfect for you because you more. Can be close to your friends and yeah. you like a lot of stuff anyway. So it works yes. as much as people might think it's crazy. It absolutely works yeah. for you and your personality. I want to make sure we touch on you travel the same way too. You have like, I'll have like two bags. You have one backpack. We've traveled the world together. Mm-hmm. We've run marathons together. We've climbed mountains together. Nikki was with me when we summited Kilimanjaro. We have obviously we've run how many two marathons together?
Four.
I missed a couple. We've done four marathons together. We did the challenge of doing Chicago and New York together. Mm-hmm. And so you have been amazing and you weren't even a runner to begin with. You actually said you would bike next to me while I ran.
Oh my goodness.
You didn't want to run.
Yes.
Fast forward to later that year, she's running the New York City Marathon with me. So that just speaks to how when you put your mind to something and you say you can't, it's amazing what you can do. And you've been a huge example of that. I want to ask you what your next challenge is, because you're always challenging wow. yourself. You said you wanted to do trail running, which I think is just such a difficult thing to do because we hike and we run, but putting them together is a very difficult thing. But I'm curious, because I don't even know the answer to this. What is your next big challenge? What do you want to accomplish this year?
This year? Oh, wow. I think you nailed it. I would love to sign up for a trail race. I was supposed to do one a few months ago. I ended up not doing it, but I would love to. Obviously,
you did one on Staten Island. I didn't even know that was possible.
I forgot about that. That was
so
random.
There's a trail run in Staten Island. Like, I mean, I learned things like in the woods, in the city from you every day.
Oh, like New York City is like just this big playground. And when you can find people that you enjoy just exploring the city with, it just makes it all the more better. And y'all are that to me, like all our cool runs that we go do. Here, we're going to go pick up Sabine from school here in a little bit. I'm so excited. And just little things like that. But my big next goal, I would say, would be a trail race. And also, I would love to get back into doing another mountain. That's definitely, I don't know about this year, but I think trail race would probably be top of the list for this.
Yeah, we did Côte d'Osco together too. So we've done two of the seven summits together, which is pretty cool.
We attempted Mont Blanc.
Yeah, the weather.
Well, it was
we summited yes. the second and third highest peaks in the Alps. Mm-hmm. And that was actually the hardest thing I've ever done in my life.
That was very difficult.
We were both crying.
Actually,
when we got
harder
to the
than Kilimanjaro
it was.
For me. I was bawling the entire time.
The conditions were rough.
Because you had to do two.
And you had altitude.
I thought I had frostbite.
I know. We felt like, yeah, it was pretty tough. I want to also, there's so many, I said she was a unicorn and Yoda. You are officially now not single. But the entire mm-hmm. time I have known you, you have been single. And you were officially single, like never had a boyfriend, correct?
Right, correct.
Until you were 39 years old.
Until I was 39.
What changed for you?
Oh my goodness. Well, honestly, so up until then, I've always been this unicorn, as you call it, or whatever. I have always just like lived, like my motto is play it by ear. I love to just go with the flow. Just my friend group is everything to me. But it was just right time, right place. This amazing guy that I'm dating, who I know because of you, Amy. It was just the right time and the right person. Honestly, just the right person. He's the one of the most amazing people. I just literally was just telling him this yesterday. He's one of the best souls, one of the kindest, most generous people you will ever meet. And we have so much fun together. We're just exploring the city together. And he's very adventurous too. He loves to hike mountains. He and I spontaneously ran a race 2 weeks ago. We signed up for it the day before. He did the 5K and I did a half marathon. And
you need to be spontaneous to be with you.
Yeah, I think that's a big thing for me. I love just like everyone. Tatiana was actually like, talk about play it by ear, Nikki, because I was telling her I was going to be on this. But you know, from the beginning, I've always been like, let's play it by ear. You never know when your last day on earth is or anything, or how even just this day will end. Let's just feel it out. Let's play it by ear. Let's go with the flow and just see, you know, where the wind takes us. And I've always been that way ever since I was young. And
amazing. I'm so happy for you. It's so happy to see you in love and with someone who I have always admired, who I've done a lot of traveling with. I climbed Mount Fuji with him, actually.
That's
so
right.
You're
yep.
the perfect. I love seeing the two of you together. It's amazing. And something else I want to point out, you actually were the only person probably who was witness to TJ and I.
I believe so. Wasn't
you know, there's a lot of people who have a lot of timelines in their mind or wow. what they think happened or what, but you know, like you saw it all happen.
Oh my gosh. I saw it happen. I actually, I will say this. I had one of your loyal fans. She literally was like, one day you should be on the podcast. And I'd be like, ha ha ha. I would be terrible on their podcast because I'm a nervous person. But she literally wrote this the other day. Shout out to this random, very kind stranger. But she was like, talk about like how you guessed that they were together. And this is how I guessed, because I never saw you happier. I never saw you happier.
Yeah, because TJ has mentioned a couple of times, and I understand he was, he didn't know that you knew, but you guessed and you came to me and yeah. I couldn't lie.
You couldn't lie. There was just a new sparkle in your eye. And I just knew that.
And that was fall of 20.
This was fall.
22.
Yes, exactly. Yep. Fall of 22.
Right before. Cameras caught us.
Exactly.
And I couldn't say caught us. Right before the cameras documented something yes. that we wanted to keep private.
Absolutely. So I knew from the very beginning. I remember you calling me, telling me about all the new changes with, everything that was going on back in August, which you have, publicly talked about too. But it wasn't until September yeah. of 2022. Then I was just like.
You started to notice something.
Yeah. I just saw how much more light you were. Is that okay to say?
Yeah.
Just like you were just happier. And in the sense of just,
you were like, what's going on?
Yeah. I was like, tell me, how do I find this? You know what I mean? But then just being with you guys, I was just telling Chris this the other day. You guys are my family. You, Sabine, Ava, Anna, TJ. Oh my goodness, TJ. You guys are my family. That's it. And that is at the end of the day, to me, like I'm a minimalist. I don't have much, but I am rich because I have a chosen family. My actual family. I'm very close to them too. To me, that is what life is. It's connection. It's community. It's real deep friendship that we're talking about real life stuff with. It's not just having fun. Yes, we can have fun, but it's deep talk. Even just before we started the podcast, we were talking about like deep talk, and immediately you're like, you want to come pick Sabine up? I'm like, yes, I do. Like, that's just such an honor, to be just trusted. And like I recently read somewhere in one of my self-help books, I love self-help books. People just want to be seen, safe, and supported. And I feel like that with y'all. I know I have my community out here, and that's what makes me internally rich, is that I can live in a tiny little micro. It makes me happy because I get to see you guys every day. And that to me is joy. And that to me is life. So
I texted TJ, seen. What is it? Seen, is supported, it? Safe, seen, safe, supported. Seen. Those are
that. Is that what that, I said?
I said
was,
it
right?
wrong. I just screwed it up. But
I might have too. Safe.
That's
seen,
from one of our self books, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. We were talking about that yesterday. So.
Nikki, I think everyone. I'm glad everyone gets to meet you and know you, because you are such a special soul. And thank you for getting over your nerves. I know that you weren't exactly, thrilled about performing, and you're not performing. I said, you just have to talk about you, which is what Annalise told you as well.
Yeah.
And so we want to thank you for always being a part of our family. You are our family. I mean, TJ has said that plenty of times.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter. I think about Sabine has spent more time with you, and you're more of a part of her family than many of her relatives are. So, I mean, that's just the way things have gone, but yeah, she doesn't know life without you. So, I'll say that publicly yeah. and how much I love you and adore you and thank you. I'll say that publicly, yeah. but I say it to you privately.
Me too.
Yeah, you are the sister that I've never had, and you are an aunt to my daughters.
Oh my goodness. I call them my big little sister nieces. That's what I call them, because I learn from them too. And soon that'll be Sabine in the sense of a big little sister niece or whatever.
Big little sister. That sounds like a new
because
TV show.
They're taller than me and wiser than me, more wise, definitely. But I learn a lot from them. But thank you guys.
All right, well, let's go to lunch.
Okay. Rosé. TJ, should we?
Yeah, we love you. We got to get Sabine. We got to go to lunch. But thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I love you guys.
Love
Thanks
you.
Thanks for having me on. I love you guys.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks,
Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.